You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've reached the Ballad of Billy Bowles. Leave a brief message after the tone.
Okay, it was worth it just to call to hear that. That was awesome. I just want to thank you for an incredible podcast. And the ending did not disappoint. So often endings suck, and you nailed it. Incredibly.
You thought we were done. But today, we're going to take a listen to some of the messages that you left on our voicemail. After our final episode, the calls flooded in. If you haven't listened to the whole show, go back and do it. There's going to be spoilers in here.
Nothing better than redemption. I love the surrender part. So powerful. Man, I love it. This is Craig. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for this.
Hey, IO. This is Wendy Miller from Clay County, Alabama.
This is Katie Esquivel from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hello, this is Paula Van Nelson calling from Holland.
From Fargo, North Dakota.
From Nigeria.
From Toronto, Canada. I just wanted to thank you for the incredible work you did.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, and happy 4th of July. I hope everybody gains independence because of this podcast.
My name's Will. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware. I'm a 47-year-old construction worker. I cried like a baby in this last episode, I gotta tell you.
Crying in my toothbrush.
Okay, I have to pull myself together.
I'm not crying. You're crying. I'm crying.
It really brought me to tears. You did the right thing. Sometimes the truth, it doesn't matter. I felt very connected to you. I have a somewhat similar story with my mother, and in the end, I did the same thing as you. I had the truth. I wanted to confront her, but it didn't matter. The truth didn't matter because I still loved her, and I knew she loved me. What mattered is that I had a mom, and I was going to love her no matter what. So thank you. Thank you for making me not feel so alone and making that choice.
From Crimetown, I'm Io Tillett Wright, and this is a special bonus episode of The Ballad of Billy Bowles.
I just wanted to say thank you for getting me into Light Asylum. They're really fucking good.
Oh my gosh. Your theme song. I'm driving through town like Batman fighting crime like you guys are.
The Light Asylum band is awesome. I am so pumped to have found them through this podcast. We've been jamming.
Epilogue 1. Leave a message.
Ohio. My name is Roy. I'm a truck driver from south of Chicago, and I want to tell you how your podcast has been amazing. You did a great job. Turned yourself into a detective. Keep on trucking.
Unsurprisingly, many of you who called in were driving.
You got K-Balls here, a.k.a. Ralph Tillman, a.k.a. Cooking Kimball. I've been in a rock and roll business, currently drive a rock and roll bus. And your podcast has filled many, many miles of joy. I've laughed, I've cried, I've questioned my own fucking reality. Keep up the good work. Party on.
Yeah, I'm working. Following this chicken truck right now, feathers everywhere. You know, I've been thinking, I used to do some gangsta type shit. No offense to Mr. Balls. Sloppy. You never bring anybody to your house. Always work under an alias. And my grandpa says it's two people you trust. One of them's me, and the other one ain't you. So my midnight alter ego is Big Hammer from Alabama. Big Hammer. Peace.
Okay. The Ballad of Billy Balls. What the fuck? This is such a good podcast. This is such a good podcast that I had to stop driving. I'm on episode 6. I'm in a grocery store parking lot, like just sitting here listening because I'm so enthralled. This is the best fucking podcast. I mean, I don't want to say that because it's people's lives, you know? So there's something with that, saying like, oh, entertainment through someone else's, you know, life or the pain that they've gone through. Io, Rebecca, Billy, if you're up there, Amanda, all you guys, you're the fucking real heroes.
I'm driving through New York City right now after listening to the most recent one about the police report, and it kind of makes me think about the way we look at New York City, especially in the past, in the 80s and the 70s, through these rose-tinted shades, CBGBs, and the recklessness of it, the anarchy. But there's a real dirty reality underneath all that.
The way that you guys describe New York City at this time is the reminder that even when history shows us that New York City can have a dark past, it can still be so beautiful to so many people, and your mother is a great reminder of that.
This is for Rebecca, who blows right angle, cartoon dialogue, bubble tears that sweat down and drench us in the stew of New York sweat. I'm properly secondhand shotgun high from sipping on Billy's breath. What a medium, a spiritual sister, a Patti Smith. I mean, she never condescend to anything but perpetual motion and her punk rules of cycling. Aloha.
You opened a sonic time window in my head back to the 1970s. Weldon, everyone. I mean, a total phonic trip. With your mum, an angelic punk Virgil, as she leads us into Dante's Inferno of her own mind.
My mom, she and my father were CBGB kids. And I asked them if they'd ever heard of a piano player named Billy Balls. And my mom said, oh, you mean Billy Piano? The punk guy?
I lived in the East Village for a very long time. And it's bringing back so many memories. And your mom feels like somebody I would know. I think Billy's music is amazing.
something about podcasts. This is such an interesting story to me because you can hear from the clips that Billy had some musical talent. He had a great voice. It sounds like, I mean, compared to a lot of these shit artists that are out there now, it sounds like he really could have done something with his music. It just sucks that this is the way it had to end, and it makes you think about how many people out there with talent such as Billy Paul's have not made it or can't get out of the situation that they're in, and at least they'll try to get like this.
Billy was unmistakably talented. We have a bunch of reel-to-reel tapes from the 70s that he recorded during his rehearsals. You've heard some of it in the show. But there's a lot more. He did covers, like Nowhere to Run by Martha and the Vandellas. There are also a lot of what we think are originals, and his array of musical styles is impressive. We got funk. And this one's some legit rock and roll. I'm just gonna let this play for a bit.
Yo, Io, Austin, first of all, I'm a podcast junkie, and this is hands down one of my absolute favorites. I think you both, both Austin and Io, just do, you're a great team. So keep up the amazing work. It's been an incredible season. I recommend it to everyone. I love you both. Sending good vibes your way. Thanks again. Peace.
Thank you, unnamed friend. Austin and I have spent a lot of time together, in the studio and otherwise, and I'm going to take this opportunity to peel back the curtain for a minute to show you how we and the whole team work together to take something from its first idea to what you hear in your headphones.
You know, even CBGBs, like I really hated the smell in the place and people...
This is someone we called Natasha, who you met in Chapter 4. After our interview with her, Austin worked with producers Ryan Swikert and Kevin Shepard to put together what's called an assembly, a rough cut of the best moments from the interview. Natasha talked about this great orgy scene, so we knew that we'd probably include that.
I was asked to get dope for a very wealthy politician. This person was a very heavy partier and would have these really big, extravagant orgies. Well, first of all, it was sort of like Caligula.
Then we put together a draft of an episode with narration.
Austin
and I go into the studio.
This is really making me uncomfortable.
And record it. Then she took the drugs to the politician, who actually wanted them for an orgy he was throwing overseas. It's ridiculous.
That's great. So let's just make sure there's a clean space after politician, because I'm going to slot in a line there from her.
Then she took the drugs to the politician, who actually wanted them for an orgy he was throwing overseas.
And do that, but hit orgy.
Then she took the drugs to the politician, who actually wanted them for an orgy he was throwing overseas. That goes into a new version. Then she took the drugs to the politician.
This person was a very heavy partier and would have these really big, extravagant orgies.
Who actually wanted them for an orgy he was throwing overseas.
It was sort of like Caligula.
Then we have an edit session.
Do you want to go over the script?
Yeah, I just want to start going through some stuff.
Zach, our editor, guides the process.
But like, you do think like playful.
I
like,
totally agree.
You're playful the way you talk to your Instagram audience a little bit. This feels very formal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way.
So another line gets added to the next draft. And Natasha says, when you get invited to an international orgy, you go.
You can do it even a question. When you get invited to an international orgy, you go.
I have to make the face you're making.
You don't have to do it that way, but I want you to have more fun with it.
And Natasha says, when you get invited to an international orgy, you go. We repeat this process until the episode's working. Our fact checker, Jenny Blackman, makes sure we don't screw anything up or say anything untrue.
Let's see if I can find that note. Jenny had a note about it, which is why I took it out. Hold on.
If you ever hear this, Jenny, we love you. Thank you for all of your work. Eventually, the final tracking is recorded, and we move on to finishing, planning an international orgy, tweaking music. And Natasha says, when you get invited to an international orgy, you go. Adding sound design.
It was sort of like Caligula. People having sex.
Which is perfected by one of our engineers, women, Kenny Cusiak.
Gay, straight.
Until he's got just the right balance. Another one of our engineers, Sam Baer, cleans the tape, he balances the levels, and he makes sure that the episode is sounding sweet. A lot of people work together to make the magic happen. But there's also a lot of time in between the magic.
We should do a blooper reel.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, just us farting for like a minute in the studio until we shit our pants. First one to shit their pants loses.
Am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, fuck. So fuck you.
Yeah, man. Fuck.
I'll see, like, this old man wheeze that I've developed where I'm just like... I thought it was on lightsci-fi.com. It's Lester C. Lightsey Funeral Home.
Wow, nowhere near. Not even close. I do want my obituary to be published on the sci-fi website, though.
Definitely.
We believe he was from Earth. You know, that's a great name, Cheetah Chrome.
Cheetah Chrome?
It just sounds cool, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to be like Rhino Bronze.
That's actually not bad. A single-page forensic report says that the gun the other... Amanda may be the only one who can access Billy Record. I just drank a mate, so I'm a little hopped up.
Let's just finish this. Okay. This one thought.
Austin drinks a lot of coffee, but I broke up with it, and I prefer yerba mate. There is a drink in Germany. It's called Club Mate.
Whoa. Got another one of those.
I'm just trying to get to the level you're on after drinking two coffees. And with all that drinking comes... I have to pee really, really, really bad. Sorry.
So I'm going to pee.
Hold on, I got to pee. Can you wait for me to pee? I got to pee.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about right now?
I have to pee.
Okay. Well, yet another pee break. Let's go to commercial, shall we?
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've reached the Ballad of Billy Bowles. Leave a brief message after the tone.
Io, I have a very awesome, complicated relationship with my mom, and you've helped me unpack so many amazing things, challenging and rewarding. And thank you for giving this story to all of us who have a lot of fucked up yet amazing shit in our life too.
So many of you have called in to tell us about your own family stories and how this show has connected with you. And I'm going to play some of those messages now because they're beautiful. But things do get a little heavy. There will be mentions of mental health issues and suicide, so please just take care in listening.
Hi, Io. My name is Jude, and I just wanted to tell you that I've really enjoyed your podcast, and I also really love the fact that you're a trans person doing a story about something other than your gender identity, even though it's super important. As a trans person, it's just really, really good to see talented people out there doing things that don't, you know what I mean? It's just that we're real people and that I'm just really enjoying what you're doing.
Hi. The reason why I wanted to call is because I had a brother who was murdered by a police officer in Los Angeles in 2012. And after listening to this episode today with you connecting with the officer, it just, I don't know, it felt like it was super healing for myself. It made me think, like, you know, if I had all of the facts, if I had the records, if I had it all, would I feel different about how things happened? I don't know. I mean, this guy cared, even if that's not how it is in my brother's story. It did shed some sense of humanity on these police shootings that are unfortunately far too common. And yeah, thank you.
Hey, Io. When you said that you decided not to kill yourself, you said, I wasn't going to choose the blue pill, I chose the red pill. That really stuck with me. Days later, I was thinking about that, about how I've been so focused on hating my dad, which would be the blue pill, I guess, that I needed to choose the red pill for my own peace of mind and to understand why he is who he is. And it's honestly, it's helped me, and I've already had some many epiphanies on that. So I just wanted to thank you.
I know how it is to grow up kind of being the parent of a parent. I was from the age of 5 till about 8 years ago from my father, who suffered from bipolar. And he sort of had the philosophy, who needs a shrink when you have an 8-year-old to talk to? So I find myself at times getting frustrated with your mom, and I think it's just because it really brings up feelings about my father. In January 2017, my father took a revolver and put it in his mouth and pulled the trigger. Prior to that, he and I have been estranged for about 6 years. I don't know what made him hate me and cut me out of his life. And I have not read his suicide note. I don't know if I ever will. And there's a lot of aspects to him that are a mystery. So I don't know why I felt like telling you, but yeah. I don't know. It kind of felt good to get this off my chest. And yeah, thanks a lot.
Your episode about revealing your suicide attempt or almost a suicide attempt was touching to me. My dad and my brother committed suicide, and my mom attempted recently, and I get to the point where I wanted to do the same, and I decided to go to the psych hospital and get some real help. And I just really appreciate you coming out with that story, because there's so much stigma with mental health, and there shouldn't be. It's just like going to a doctor for a cold or for a chronic illness. And I'm just really glad that you're pushing this narrative, and I just want to give you a big hug.
My mother had a really hard childhood. She grew up without a dad and had to help her mom raise her 5 siblings at a very young age. So I feel like in the same way, I always try to put her first, and I try to give her what she didn't have. And it's really hard, but I wanted to give her more than I could. And I live really far away from her, so I don't even get to see her very much. So I feel like in a way, my love for her is very guilt-driven. You know, everything is based on guilt because I can't make it happen. It's very complicated sometimes, but I think that's why it resonated with me when you said that it's complicated, it's hard, but that's what makes it beautiful. And I just want to thank you for the show. It resonates with me on very many levels you probably don't even know. So thank you, and best of luck to you. Bye.
I wanted to tell you, Io, that I grew up in a similar condition with neglect and substance abuse in my home. And I really related to the last episode when you were talking with the therapist about how you can't heal yourself by fixing your mom. This is part of my journey too, and I wanted to let you know that you're not alone in this.
I can't believe I'm calling and leaving this message. I was one. I listened all the way to the end of the credits of this last episode. You know, I couldn't figure out why I was so connected to this podcast. There was something you said in this last episode about how you need this, you have this desire to understand and comprehend why things are happening. And that's when it hit me. Because I have that. I want to understand. See, I grew up in a home in a family riddled with generations of alcoholism. And even though maybe my personal journey wasn't quite the same, I recognize my journey in your story. And, you know, maybe it'll somewhere in there, I'll get some peace myself.
When you were talking to that counselor and told him that if you can get a why that you can comprehend, it gets the person who has wronged you off the hook. And the counselor said to you in response, you can forgive even if you don't understand. I had a bit of a breakthrough moment I lost my father over 20 years ago, and I've tried to make sense of his behavior and why he did the things he did. And I guess I felt like I couldn't move on until I understood it. And now I think maybe I don't have to understand, and maybe I won't ever anyway. And maybe I can just love him despite the stuff that I can't make sense of. So thank you for the podcast, and thank you for that little moment of realization that you provided.
Hey, Io, you really turned me on to my own reality, and that is I was adopted. I was raped when I was 17. I gave a child up for adoption, and later on, I couldn't have babies anymore, so I adopted a baby, and that's all affected me heavy. But now I'm going to do either a book or a podcast about my deal because of you. Thank you, Io. P.S. The first boyfriend I ever had looked just like you. Now, do you remember when we met? Yeah. God bless you guys. Love you.
I love you. All of you who've listened, and especially those of you who've called in to share your story. If you or someone you know is having suicidal ideations, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. If you're queer and want specific support, you can call the Trevor Project at 1-866-488-7386. If you've enjoyed the show, please leave us a review. It goes so far. And tell your friends. They can binge the whole thing. They don't even need to suffer through those two-week breaks.
I can't believe we have to wait 2 fucking weeks.
What the fuck, Io? You're killing us.
Hey, I can't wait 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Damn it!
No!
Thanks for sticking with us. And guess what? I'll see you next week. Crimetown is Zach Stewart Pontier and Mark Smerling. The Ballad of Billy Balls is hosted by me, Io Tillett Wright, and made in partnership with Cadence 13. Come find me on the internet. I'm Io Loves You on everything. And if you want to know more about my story, pick up my memoir, Darling Days. If you'd like to leave us your own voicemail, please do. Give us a call at 570-392-9660. I'm going to call some of you back next week. So call in and tell me why I should call you. This episode was produced by me and Kevin Shepherd. Our senior producer is my boy, Austin Mitchell. Editing by Zach Stewart Pontier and Mark Smerling. This episode was mixed by Sam Bayer. Music by Kenny Cusiak. Our sick title track is Dark Allies by Light Asylum. Special thanks to Sweet Kevin for manning the voicemails. Thanks to Daniela Araya, Rachel Lee Wright, Emily Wiedemann, Green Card Pictures, Alessandro Santoro, Bill Clegg, Ben Davis, Oren Rosenbaum, and the team at Cadence 13. And of course, always, my mom, without whom none of this would be possible.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.